Welcome to the Victoria's Counselor Podcast. I'm Victoria, a licensed therapist in the state of Georgia. This podcast discusses mental health, the intersection of science and scripture, and assists my listeners in walking in victory. Give me a follow on Instagram at the Victoria's Counselor. And if you love what you hear, hit that subscribe button. Hope you enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is episode one of season one, the first ever aired episode of the Victoria's Counselor podcast. I'm so excited to be here doing this and making some really great content for you all. Well, what I hope you would think is great. If you're listening right now, I just want to let you know that I'm really, really humbled and appreciative of your time, your ear, your energy. I know that in today's day and age, there are thousands of different podcasts that you could probably be listening to, but you are tuned into mine. You're here with me, so thank you. Today's episode is really going to be an intro to me, who I am, what this podcast is about, what you can expect to hear from it. And of course, I'm going to talk about the vision that God gave me for this platform. Yeah, there's a why for everything that we do, right? So I want all my listeners who are tuning in to know my why up front. Definitely get to know me and the message and the meaning behind the podcast and what I do. And I don't think I even introduced myself. So let me start off by saying, hi, I am Victoria Glover. I'm a licensed associate professional counselor in the state of Georgia. If you're wondering what associate means, so basically I have completed my master's program, completed all the necessary internship, you know, done with that part. But I am within that first 3 years of practicing post-school. I'm in the process of getting supervision. I have two awesome supervisors, and that process for 3 years will eventually result in me getting fully licensed as a professional counselor. So almost there. I have about, I have a little over a year left. So good things happening, exciting news. I hold a bachelor's in psychology from the University of Georgia, go Dogs, and a master's in clinical mental health counseling from Mercy University. And I've had the privilege of being in quite a few settings for my work. So I've done some hospital work. Of course, I worked in some college counseling centers for my internship portion of my master's program. And right now I'm doing some school-based mental health work with some awesome elementary school kids. And I work part-time in private practice. So busy, busy, but loving every minute of it. And I want to specify private practice. I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia, but I see clients in all of Georgia. So if you're listening and you're interested, know that I can see you if you live in the state of Georgia. Cool beans. Now that the formalities are out of the way, I can tell you all that I'm a daughter. I'm a sister, a best friend. I'm an aunt. I love a good anime, college football. I'm an Enneagram type 7, if you're an Enneagram person. So I am, I'm really into the Enneagram. But I think most importantly, one aspect of my identity that I think is the most salient is the fact that I'm a believer. So I do believe in Jesus. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I would say that, you know, while this podcast isn't exclusively for Christians, you know, I want to clarify that everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome to listen. And I hope that, you know, there are people that aren't believers that listen. I will have lots of references to the Bible and scripture because that's just something I do and something I like to do. So stay tuned for more of that. And I think I'll go ahead and talk about, you know, what led me here, what led me. Some of you guys might have seen my social media platform online. You guys might have seen me on Instagram. So I'm going to talk a little bit about why the Victoria's Counselor, where did that name come from, and give y'all some insight on that. So I want to start talking about the idea originally. So last year, I wasn't even really thinking about a podcast or really anything, honestly. I had a couple coworkers approach me that wanted to start a YouTube channel for new therapists in the field. And I wasn't really interested. I didn't really think that that was for me. Like, first, my thoughts were like, who would listen to me? Really, like, who was going to care what I have to say? Had another coworker and dear friend of mine who wanted to do like a podcast YouTube channel and wanted it to, you know, really focus on our passions, what we're passionate about. And that idea, you know, and I think I'll come back to this point in some later podcasts, but God always speaks to me through coincidences, repeated coincidences. So I see themes appear in my life, and then I really start to tune in and kind of like my ears perk up, I guess you could say. And I start to really think like, okay, God, well, are you trying to tell me something? So I thought about it, and the more I thought about it, the more comfortable I got with the idea, because I already love to talk. If y'all know me, if y'all are my friends, I'm so sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all know I like to chat. I like to, at my current job, I help out with trainings. I love to teach. I love to really just take in knowledge and find ways to share it with other people that's more digestible. I think that that's just a talent, or I don't know, like it's just something I like to do that God has really gifted me with. So anyways, I'm getting long-winded. Sorry, you guys. That coworker, you know, told me the idea that she had, and, you know, we were going to launch together, and then, you know, some life things happened, so we didn't end up doing it. And I still felt the pull to move forward. The more I thought about it, the more excited I got, and really just felt God pulling me in this direction, and felt, you know, just this surge of excitement. And I think, like, you know, it's weird when people talk about, I mean, I hear this with marriage and like certain things like that, but people say the phrase, like, when you know, you know. And I just felt like this was something that I really needed to do. So I started planning, and basically, here we are a year later. I launched my social media platform at the very beginning of the year when I started private practice. And some things have changed, definitely. So I actually had a different name for this podcast up until like last month, and I changed it for certain reasons. We'll be using that name in the future for future projects, but that's not important right now. But what I do want everyone to know is that the name changing in and of itself was really spontaneous and not a part of my plan at all. I thought and I saw it as a real move of the Holy Spirit. Because, yeah, of course, it's a play on my name, Victoria Victorious. But the notion and the idea of being victorious is a theme in how I want to show up in my work, how I want my clients to show up in the world, what God wants for me and all the people I work with in general, you know, how I see my work. We have victory over our circumstances, right? So I like to help my clients see that. Yes, of course, I want to normalize and validate for them things that are happening in their world that aren't the most pleasant and that are hard, right? We go through hard things, and we can still have victory in our circumstances, in our lives. And we already have victory over sin through Jesus. Amen. And I want my listeners, you know, you guys are the victorious listeners. We'll see if that sticks. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to call y'all. But for right now, yeah, I want my listeners to have that same realization that we do when we can have victory over our circumstances. It's especially when it comes to mental health. So this podcast is for anyone who's interested in mental health, anyone who, you know, wants to know more about how they can work on their mental health. Maybe you want to help a friend. Maybe you're interested in getting in the mental health field. And I'll definitely be bringing people into the show who can talk more about that. But yeah, all things counseling. I have a real heart for trauma work and being trauma informed. You might be listening and ask, you know, what exactly is trauma? What does that mean? What's trauma work? And it's a popular word, so let's talk about it. Let's go into a little bit of, about what I mean when I say trauma. And I want people to realize, and my hope in this is normalizing and validating. I'm going to say that a lot in my podcast, but trauma is really defined as any event that happens in life where you feel like you're not able to cope, and you're not sure if you're going to make it through that event, you know? So feeling pretty overwhelmed, you know, you might get into that fight, flight, or freeze mode. Your brain might do some interesting things. Trauma can be scary. It can be pervasive. It can be persistent. You know, we have complex trauma. And just so you guys know, like, this is not a deep dive on trauma. I will be doing a different episode on trauma. So stay tuned for that. Look at me giving some spoilers and some cliffhangers there. But I wanted to at least, you know, go over it in the initial episode, just so you guys know where I'm coming from. But yeah, there's several types of trauma. Trauma affects the brain. After your brain is impacted by trauma, we behave differently. So yes, trauma literally changes the course of your development. Trauma changes you. And I'm saying this slowly and saying it repeatedly because I think a common misconception, especially in communities of color, the Black community, is that, you know, I can go through something and I'm just fine and there's nothing wrong. And I don't have to talk about it. And, you know, I'm good. I think that's the favorite phrase everyone likes to use is I'm good. And you might be good and you could probably be better if you talked about what you've been through. Anyway, I'm getting off again. Sorry about that. But to speed this up, I want to say that we get traumatized in life. Yeah. So let's break down a little bit what the mental health field likes to call big T and little T trauma. I don't particularly like to say big and little only because I feel like one of them is being diminished. But let me just go ahead and explain the definition and then we can maybe we as a group, as a community, can find a better way to say this. But big T trauma really classifies or describes a trauma that is a single event that might be super jarring to go through. So a car accident where somebody is badly hurt or injured, experiencing a rape, sexual assault, a family member passing away unexpectedly or expectedly, depending on how close you were to this family member. So a big T trauma is any of those. And a little T is something that might not seem as alarming initially, but can eventually end up impacting you and how you see the world. So attachment traumas, maybe being neglected when you were younger, not having affection from one of your caregivers or either of your caregivers at a young age, and having to learn to parent yourself. Emotional abuse, being betrayed in a romantic relationship, you know, any of these things might qualify as a little T trauma. And just so you guys know, like, this list isn't set in stone. I mean, some of you might be listening and think, well, I was betrayed in my marriage of 20 years, and that doesn't sound little. And I would agree with you. So definitely don't take everything like concretely. Yeah, just know that everyone's situation is different and might have a little bit of a different definition. But I like to talk about the different distinguishers and the different ways to classify trauma because it helps give language. Because once again, we have some misconceptions that, oh, that just happened, you know, yeah, my grandma died, but she's in a better place, you know, or this happened, this really shocking event happened. Yeah, I was molested, but I was able to move past it and I don't want to dwell on the past. And once again, I don't want to diminish anyone's resilience. I just want to point out that maybe if you talked about some of these things, you might feel a little better. Okay, so trauma happens. Yes, it's something that we all deal with at some point in our lives. And yet you're here. You're on the earth for a reason. And I believe a big reason that we might not be aware of, but God is. And what happens when we experience trauma? So it skews our perception of life, of everything. It gets in the way of how we see ourselves, how we see others, and oftentimes results in feelings of anxiety, depression, pretty much insert mental health diagnosis here. I think a famous phrase that I've heard, I'm sorry, I can't give credit to the original author or whoever said this initially, but all roads lead back to trauma. I think it's that's a good way to describe it. There's neurological impacts. I talked earlier about your brain changing, and we'll talk more about this in my next episode. We do a deeper dive on trauma, but you know, it's, where was I going with that? And I think that speaks to people who might compare their traumas and compare themselves, you know, like, oh, well, I haven't been through, I haven't witnessed a murder, or I haven't experienced child abuse, so I must not have been through anything. And I just want to point out that comparing traumas doesn't make yours any smaller. You know, it doesn't. The changes that have happened to you and the way that you've perceived yourself and others after what you've experienced is still going to be there, whether or not someone you know has experienced a car accident or child abuse. So just throwing that out there as well. What I love to talk about, you know, and probably will continue to say throughout this podcast series, and I'll probably continue to weave this into the conversation, is that God is super intentional, right? So even with how our brains are made up, there's a common misconception that if you believe in God, then you can't talk about science or credit science and vice versa. And I think that is a huge myth. If anything, you know, and what I hope to get into with this podcast, like, this podcast is going to promote moments where scripture and science intersect, right? Scripture and science meet. And it's really cool that what we see in the scripture, you know, we try to explain in like scientific language, but it's like, this has already been said, right? It's already been said. And I think, you know, we'll talk more about what that means for you as a listener. If you realize, you know, I have been through some things, you know, and we can talk about options. Of course, I want to encourage everyone to seek therapy, find a therapist in your area or in your state, now that telehealth has pretty much opened the world up. The good news is, through therapy and counseling, we can heal, right? So we don't have to stay in our hurt spaces. We can move and become victorious. We can continue to be victorious in our lives and really be able to take back what we feel like we might have lost. You're probably wanting more information or wondering, what, how can I just heal from therapy? Blah, blah, blah. Can't I just pray about it? And you know what? We're going to get into that in our next episode when we talk about trauma. So stay tuned. I'm going to start talking about my purpose and what, you know, my purpose in life is. And I do believe that my purpose in life is to promote healing through counseling, therapy. Of course, the moving of the Holy Spirit. He's the ultimate a healer and changer, right? So me as a therapist and my fellow colleagues, we're conduits, right? We're helping assist our clients in this process. But at the end of the day, we are not healing people. We are not changing people. And that's what this podcast is also about. So my prayer to you all, victorious listeners, I think that's going to stick, is that you all will realize and come to walk in your own victory. And by doing so, you impact someone else to do the same thing. And then it becomes a movement, right? We're all walking in our healing, walking in victory, showing up as better versions of ourselves and able to live out our purpose. When I talked to my best friend / creative director, I don't know if she'll get mad at me for calling her that, but I was telling her about my vision and what I saw, you know, victorious as, what it meant to be victorious. And, you know, I said it's a vibe, I said it's a state of mind. And then afterwards, after reflecting, it's a way of being, you know, it's a way that we can show up with intentionality, and really claim the life we want to live, right? So we have victory above our circumstances. Amen. When you're healed, you help others heal. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There we have it. We have the victory. And I want to highlight, you know, when we're healed, we can help others heal, right? So this podcast is here to promote healing for everyone, especially women of color, but everyone's welcome. And we can't fulfill our purposes that God has for us fully if we are not healed. Ooh, child. So I'm going to start getting ready to close and talk about who this podcast is for, what you can expect to see from it. So I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that I have intentions of really making good content for new professionals like myself. And I know people are probably wondering, you know, how she is new to the field. How can she do that? And the answer is very carefully and intentionally. So you can look forward to me bringing on seasoned and not seasoned clinicians, both. And I want to make a point about that before I end and let you guys know that I'm actually a part of a cohort at my job where we're being trained to facilitate and administer trauma assessments. And I recently brought into the space to our supervisor that I felt really intimidated training some of my own supervisors and managers. And I remember her, you know, normalizing and validating like, you know, good supervisors always do. And really encouraging me to remember that being a young therapist doesn't mean I have nothing to offer, right? And it's a unique advantage to come out of school with the most recent research, the most recent modalities being talked about, and a different perspective than someone who's been practicing for a long time. Now, of course, those of you clinicians, if you're listening to this, if you even want to listen to what I have to say, there's definitely rich knowledge and experience that we draw from our seasoned clinicians. But I think the point is that both are needed. It's good to have both. And I'm going to bring therapists who have both perspectives. I don't have all the answers, not even close. And I want to be very upfront with you all and tell you all that I do not know everything there is to know about counseling. I am still learning. I'm learning a lot. I love it. But definitely, you know, if you hear something I say and you want to look more into it, I would encourage you to do so. Because chances are with the podcast, I mean, I'll definitely do some deep dive episodes and give you guys all of what I know. But sometimes we're going to be scratching the surface. So just throwing that out there. I'm going to be bringing people, and that's why I'm going to be bringing people along, you know, and partnering with other people on their journey so you guys can hear and listen from them. And if you're someone, and I mentioned this earlier, who's interested in going into mental health, this is for you too. In the next season, I'm probably going to be a little heavier on the profession and, you know, what you need to know. Of course, to benefit those of us who aren't in the field, it's for everyone. But I really want, you know, this platform to empower people from very different stages of life, right? So I have a target audience, and then I have a desire to pull people in and help people who may not realize that they want to go into mental health, but maybe they do. All right, that's another story for another time. I think I've talked enough for right now for an intro episode. So I want to start closing and winding down. But I do want you guys to know that, you know, this isn't a project that I'm taking lightly. This podcast will air bi-monthly. So I'll have two episodes every other Sunday. So the next episode you guys will get from me will come out on Sunday, the 28th of March. And that's just because I want to make sure I'm giving good quality content. You know, I could make it weekly, but I would more than likely be rushing and just not really giving what I think the podcast deserves. So we're going to take a bi-monthly approach for now. And who knows, maybe in the future, my schedule changes, you might get some weekly episodes, but that's all for now. Thank you all for tuning in and listening and being here for the very first episode of the Victorious Counselor Podcast. I really hope that I wasn't all over the place too much. I hope that you could follow, for the most part, you know, what I was trying to say. And if you are listening today and you realize that, man, like, maybe I need to take a look at my own mental health and like what I've experienced, and you want to start meeting or having a therapist, or you want to start therapy, then I would definitely suggest checking out Psychology Today. If you're female and Black, checking out Therapy for Black Girls. I'm listed on both of those search engines. So, of course, there's plenty more. And really Googling different practices in your area, different therapists in your area, is always a good place to start as well. Okay, well, it was great to be with you guys today. I will definitely look forward to the next episode. Thank you guys for listening.